Chapter 3, No More S'mores. Willa and Kendall went right to work for a shelter like the one in the Wilderness Wendy book. Camille began braiding friendship bracelets out of the pond grass. She gave the first bracelet to Ashton. "Oh, this is really cute," said Ashton, as Camille put the bracelet on her wrist. "Thank you. You're welcome. I'm glad you like it," said Camille. "It's called a mermaid braid. See how the end bends out like a mermaid's tail?" "Will you make me one?" asked Emerson. Then she made her dinosaur puppet and rubber chicken ask. And me? "Sure," said Camille. "I'll dive right in. Green mermaid tails coming up. Come see our shelter," Willa said to Ashton. "Wow," said Ashton. "This is cool. I've never seen anything like this before." "It's called a lean-to," said Willa. "We made it out of sticks and branches we found on the ground. We learned how to make it from Willa's Wilderness Wendy book," said Kendall. "See, Ashton," said Willa. "We don't need to worry about tents." "You're right," said Ashton. "I guess I was silly to fuss," she said, smiled. "I have an idea. Let's make s'mores." "Yes," said Kendall. "Now you're talking," said Willa. "I'm starving," said Emerson. "Me too," said Kendall. "Kendall, you brought the graham crackers, right?" said Ashton. "The what?" asked Kendall. "Crackers? Me? They were on your list," said Ashton. "Uh-oh," said Kendall. "Camille, how about the chocolate?" Ashton asked. So that's what this says, said Camille, squinting at her waterlogged list. "I thought that word was chump mate, and I did not know what that was. Marshmallows were on my list, and I did bring them," boasted Emerson, holding up the bag. Then she saw that the bag was empty. "Whoops, sorry, I guess the dinosaur and chicken got hungry and ate all the marshmallows," she scolded her puppets. "Nice going, you two." "So, Ashton, no more s'mores." "Oh, well." "That's okay," said Willa. "Wilderness Wendy would say that s'mores are not strictly necessary. In fact, none of the stuff on your list is really necessary. Not for real campers, anyway." Ashton's face turned pink. Then she took a deep breath and said quietly, "I guess Wilderness Wendy and I have different ideas about what's necessary for camping." "She's the expert," said Willa, hugging the book. "Well, I'm cold and hungry, so I'm going to head into my tent for a snack," said Ashton. "Does anyone want to join me?" "No," said Willa, before anyone could answer. "We'll be fine. Don't worry about us." "Okay," said Ashton. Camille turned to Willa. "Why'd you say we're fine?" she asked. "I'm so hungry I could eat a friendship bracelet." "I'm hungry too, and cold," said Kendall. "I wish I had my sleeping bag. Are we going to have to sleep out here with all the bugs?" asked Emerson. Maybe we should have paid more attention to Ashton, said Camille miserably. Everything we want now was on her list. Come on, you guys, said Willa. Stop complaining. Fun wasn't on any of Ashton's list, but we can still have some fun. Some, right? Emerson to the rescue! Shouted Emerson, waving her puppets in the air. I'll put on a puppet show. Oh, please, no, said Camille. I'm so starving that rubber chicken is starting to look delicious to me. Yikes, said Emerson, hiding the rubber chicken behind her back. Okay, I'll admit it. Ashton was right about the list, said Kendall. Everything was easy breezy until the sun went down, but now it's dark and cold and time for dinner. Yes, agreed Emerson. I wish I had brought a sleeping bag instead of all this fun stuff. She spoke to her puppets and her rubber chicken. Sorry, you two, but it's true. I should have read my list before I let Prince Rivet use it as a lily pad, said Camille. She sighed. What are we going to do?